The most telling deal in AI this week is one nobody will admit to being in. It's Friday, July 17th, and the maker of Claude may be about to rent its computers from Meta. Anthropic, according to a report from Data Center Dynamics, is in talks to lease around $10 billion of computing power from Meta. Neither company is confirming it, but the shape is the story. One of the most compute-hungry labs on Earth, shopping for capacity from a rival that's quietly started acting like a cloud. Put it next to the number Databricks printed the same day, and it stops being a one-off. Databricks raised at $188 billion, and it did it while publishing research on how cheap open-weight models are getting to run for coding. That valuation isn't a claim that Databricks builds the smartest model. It's the opposite claim, that the model is the cheap part, and the money is in everything around it. And the lenders agree. A $400 million deal this week showed the first GPU financiers moving their collateral from training chips to inference chips, the silicon that runs finished models. When the money that funds this build-out starts lending against the inference rack instead of the training run, the whole center of gravity has moved. The same week, the bill underneath got itemized. US lawmakers moved to ban Chinese memory even inside allied supply chains, while India's smartphone market seized up as AI servers inhaled the memory that used to go into phones. And Bank of America warned that data center power demand is set to outrun what the grid can build. Cheap models on top, three rising bills underneath, the compute, the memory, and the power. Your token invoice keeps falling. Everything it depends on keeps climbing, and it's owned by a shrinking number of very large companies. To the tape, we open a watch on Meta, the rival that may be turning into a landlord. If it starts selling compute to outside labs, it stops just spending on AI and starts earning on it. We hold the Nvidia watch, where moving the lending into inference broadens the demand, and the Micron long, which printed on two continents this week. The tape is the desk's scorecard, not advice. Our call: Meta finishes crossing from hyperscaler to landlord. By October 31st, Meta is confirmed, on the record, as a paid compute provider to at least one frontier lab it competes with. What proves us wrong is Halloween arriving with Meta still buying compute only for itself. When the scarcest thing is compute, the company with the most of it becomes a landlord, whether it meant to or not.